have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
This is Apostle Dawn Westbrook. Join me on Shabbat Saturday here at Elation Radio at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we Shabbat the Lord and declare the word of the Lord over your life for this hour. Shalom.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Shabbat Saturday. Amen. Today. We are honored to say glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you so much for being here with us on today. Amen. And we are so honored, oh my God, today, that we have our special guest and speaker for the hour, none other than Prophet Ken Jackson of Maintaining Anointing Deliverance Ministries here on Shabbat Saturday radio broadcast. And he will be here with us shortly. But first and foremost, we just want to say, Lord, we bless you on today. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, that you have given us a heart that thirsts after you, a heart that pursues you and wants you ever the more. Why? Because we were created to worship him, people of God. Did you know that? That we were created for his purpose, to worship him, because he is worthy. Scripture says in Revelation chapter 4, verse 11, you, the Lord God, God Almighty, Elohim, amen, Elohim, Adonai, you are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. You, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. So we Shabbat him on today because we were created to worship him, but not only worship him, but to glorify his name, to lift up a praise and a hallelujah, hallelujah. So we lift up our hands. We bless you, Father God. You are Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Ro, Jehovah Sikkenu, Jehovah Makedis, Jehovah Gabor. My God, you created us for worship and to praise you and to exalt your name, to extol your name, to honor your name. And so we Shabbat you on today. Well, hey, this is your host of Shabbat Saturday. I am Apostle Dawn, and that's what we do, people of God, every Saturday. Listen, there is a great shaking going on in the heavenly realms, and the host of heaven, the host of heaven is moving on our behalf. Amen? Because we have been given the authority and the dominion and rulership in this hour to speak and say something, to Shabbat our awesome God. Lift up a loud sound. He is awesome. He is almighty. He is the one and only living God. And so we come to encourage you, our listening audience, because this day, this is the day, my God, that the Lord has created and made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. So today I want to know you will be inspired. You will be provoked. You will be moved in the realm of his glory. Amen. Because there is a Kairos word from the Spirit of the Lord for you, hallelujah, today. So guest prophet Ken Jackson, we want to thank you for being here on today. We thank the Lord for your taking time to be with us, amen, here on Shabbat Saturday. Glory to God. And I would ask you, men of God, please go forth and share with our Elation family and the listening audience what the Holy Ghost has placed on your heart for his people for today. You are free to speak what thus saith the Lord, Prophet Ken Jackson.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for another opportunity to be able to share the word of the Lord. I just want to give honor to God, who is my life, Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, to the precious Holy Spirit, who is my comforter and the Spirit of truth. Amen. And I give honor to Apostle P.D. Westbrook. Amen. Over the Elations Radio and her sponsor, Miss Kimmy Kim. Amen. I just thank God for each and every one of you people that are listening in today. Amen. We're going to be talking about a subject that most people try to shy away from. A lot of people have a problem doing it, but it is something that is very vital and is very important in your existence and going on to enjoy what life is all about in Christ Jesus. We're going to be talking about the subject of forgiveness. Amen. Forgiveness, forgiveness. Amen. What is forgiveness? We know that forgiveness, amen, it is when we forgive, when we pardon a person of his error or his offense against us. It is something that we do not hold that person accountable to their actions towards us any longer. And what it does when we forgive, it does not, it's not so much for the person, but it is for us. we free ourselves as well. Amen. And when we look in the Word of God, amen, we look at that the Bible speaks of two types of forgiveness. Amen. It speaks of forgiveness of God towards mankind, and then we as humans have a role to play in forgiving one another. Amen. Forgiveness, according to the Bible, it is understood as God's promise not to count our sins against us. You know, biblical forgiveness, it requires repentance on our part and turning away from our old life of sin and our faith in Jesus Christ. One condition for receiving forgiveness from God is our willingness to forgive other people. And see, it's a condition. It's something that we are obligated to do. If you want to receive the forgiveness of God, you must be willing to forgive other people. Human forgiveness is a reflection of our experience and understanding of God's forgiveness. Amen. And that love, amen, what it does, it motivates us behind God's forgiveness of us and our forgiveness of other people. Amen. And so when we begin to understand that because of what Adam did in the midst of the garden, sin came into this world. And because of sin, it brought a deformity in mankind. It began to distort the image of what man was created. Man was created in God's image and after his likeness. He had the image, the mindset, the thought process, the intellect, the wisdom of God. He had the mental picture of who God was and who he was in God. Amen. And he had the likeness, which means the character of God, the attributes of God. But when sin came into play, it distorted the image. Amen. It distorted mankind. So therefore, in order for that image to be reformed, it had to take place of forgiveness. But the thing of forgiveness, in order to redeem something that have been damaged, you have to have something that is spotless and blameless. And something has to be the sacrifice. Glory be to God. And blood must be shed. And so when we see that what God did in the garden, he went and he got a lamb and he sacrificed that lamb for the atonement and covering of mankind's sins, which God forgave them and pardoned them. Amen. And so today, people, no matter what offense you have been up under, and no matter what people have done to you, you must forgive them. We're not saying it don't hurt. It don't say that the offense did not make you cry. We did not say that the offense did not make you get into a place of disappointment, of grief, of throbbing, your heart aching because of what was done to you. But even in the midst of all that, you must learn to forgive. Amen. Glory be to God. We see in God's word how God, he gives us things when it comes down to forgiveness. Amen. Because people, we must really understand in order for us to begin to see the salvation plan of God, that's a must that we forgive. God loves us too much to let us destroy ourselves in hell because of unforgiveness. He provided a way for us to be forgiven, and that way is through his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus confirmed that by saying that he was the way. He was the truth and the life. And there's no other way to the Father except through the Son. Amen. And so he became our ultimate sacrifice. Amen. And so therefore, he began to let us know that we must be forgiven. What did he say in Matthew, the 26th chapter, at the Last Supper on the night before his crucifixion? When he took the cup of wine and he took his apostles, he said, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sin. His blood was poured out for the forgiveness, for the pardon, for the atonement, for the covering of our sins. Amen. So that when we stand before God, God does not see our error. He does not see our mistake. He does not see our sin, but he sees the blood of the Lamb. And so when we see the blood of the Lamb, glory be to God, that means that we have been covered. We have been pardoned from that situation. But so in the daytime, we have so many people that refuses to forgive other people. But you cannot make it in God without forgiving. Amen. The Bible tells us that if we do not forgive our brothers or our sisters, amen, it lets us know that God will not forgive us. So people, this is how important forgiveness is. No offense is worth you spending eternity in hell. I'm going to say that again. No offense is worth you spend an eternity in hell. So, baby, let me tell you something. Offense, it can hurt for a while, but it does not compare with spending eternity in hell. Oh, glory be to God. So let's learn to forgive. And quicker we learn to forgive, the quicker we'll begin to see a healed world. We'll begin to see ourselves begin to come together in unity like the body of Christ was designed to do. We'll begin to see more healing in the body. It won't be so much schism and mutilating in the body of Christ. We will see mended hearts and minds coming together, and we'll be just like in the book of Corinthians when it said that we are all be speaking the same thing, making the same judgment. Amen. Why? Because we are a forgiven people. We are a people that have been pardoned from our sins. We are a people that God does not hold it against us any longer. But now we have liberty. And that's why the Bible says, when God have given us liberty, it says, stand fast in the liberty. Well, Christ have made us free. And I'm telling you today, I'm so glad to know that I'm forgiven by the precious blood of the Lamb. I'm so glad. But in order to be forgiven, there must be a confession. Amen. We must confess our sins. The Bible says if we act and confess our sins, he is faithful and just. He's fair, people. Amen. To forgive us, to pardon us. Amen. To release us, to let us go. Amen. To not allow the penalty to hold us guilty. Amen. Glory be to God. He is faithful and just, not just only to forgive us, but to cleanse us. Glory be to God. From all unrighteousness. So forgiveness is a powerful tool that the devil do not want the saints to grab a hold to, because he know once we learn to forgive one another, is nothing else he can do to make us continue to fight against one another. And so we must understand that forgiveness is a twofold. When God forgives mankind, then mankind forgiven mankind. Oh, my God. And see, that's the thing. We want God to forgive us, but we don't want to forgive each other. Oh, my God. But we must forgive each other. I mean, we can talk about, but you don't know what they did to me, prophet. Oh, prophet, you don't know how it made me feel. Oh, prophet. They should have done that. Well, guess what? How when we grieve the Holy Spirit? How do you think God felt when the Bible said, and God repented that he made man in earth because man had disappointed him? How do you think that God feel while we sit up here crying about how we feel? Do you not understand that the Holy Spirit, he can be grieved? Do you not understand that God have emotions, but he's not controlled by emotions? What stop us from forgiving each other? We allow our emotions to control us. And the moment we can get out of our emotions, oh, glory be to God, and can begin to embrace the forgiving power of God, then we can release that same power to forgive others. And when you don't forgive each other, then you have not truly accepted the forgiveness of God. It's no way that you can truly receive the forgiveness of God and not yet forgive one another. Oh, my God. So like I said, it's twofold. Everybody wants to experience the part when God forgive us. But it's the part when it's time for me to forgive you. Now it's the time for you to forgive that individual. Amen. See, but we got to understand we must forgive each other. As believers, our relationship with God is restored. But what about our relationship with our fellow human beings? See, forgiveness brings a restoration in the body of Christ towards us as brethren. Amen. The Bible states that when someone hurts us, we are under an obligation to God to forgive that person. Jesus is very clear on this point. Matthew 6, chapter verse 14 and 15, it says, "For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." But, oh my God, there go that word, but, that means that, it's a possibility that you might don't forgive. And so he have to let us understand the consequence that when we refuse to forgive. So he says, but if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. So if you wants to walk away not being forgiven by God because you refuse to forgive somebody, let me tell you something. Don't run around talking about, well, God is a forgiving God, and think that you can continue to do what you want to do because you say God is a forgiving God. But if you refuse to forgive, the Bible declares that God will not forgive you. So you must understand, as long as you walk around holding people hostage and holding yourself as a prisoner to the offense of another person, you let them continue to have control in your life. But not only that, the most dangerous part, you have not been forgiven by God. So you're walking in sin yourself, because it's a sin not to forgive. Oh my God. I'm going to say that again. It's a sin not to forgive. And not to forgive will cause you to not be forgiven. Oh, my God, my God. So you can speak in tongues till you blue in the face. You can prophesy till you blue in the face. Oh, you can have all the great revelations and all these different things. But, baby, but if you do not forgive your fellow man, then you have no forgiveness from God. And if you have no forgiveness from God, then hell will be your eternal destination. Oh, my God. Oh, yes. So we must understand it's important that we forgive. It's important. The Bible also says about the man that owed this man something. And when the man cried for mercy, the master forgave him. And when the master pardoned him from his debt, oh, glory be to God. See, you got to understand, see, sin is like a debt. It's something that needs to be canceled. This is why the Bible says, owe no man nothing but to love him. Because, see, when you love him, that means you have forgiven him. But if you don't love him, that's still a debt that needs to be canceled. And it can only be canceled when I forgive. Glory be to God. And so he sees the man and he frees him from that debt. And so the man leaves, he's happy, he's excited, but now he finds someone that owed him something. And when he saw the man that owed him, he did not take the same heart like the master that just forgave him and freed him. But he called the servant to him, and he began to demand everything in full pay and treated him harshly. But there were some onlookers watching how he responded to the man. And they went back to the master and said, do you know that man that you forgave? He found someone his equal that owed him, and he treated him nasty, and he demanded, and he refused to forgive. He refused to cancel their debt, and the Lord said, go get that unfaithful servant and bring him to me. And the Bible say, and when the angry Lord saw him, he said, did not I forgive you? Then why didn't you forgive him? And the Bible says, because of that, he was delivered into the hands of the tormentor. Oh, you don't understand, people. When you refuse to forgive, you will be turned over into the hands of the tormentors. In other words, you will begin to be delivered into the hands of demonic spirits, things that would deliberately traumatize you, agonize you, things that will continue to disturb your peace and take your joy, affect your health. So you are turned over to the hands of tormentors. You don't realize when you refuse to forgive, you begin to build toxins in your body that begin to develop into cancer and develop into sicknesses, because you must don't understand one thing. Just because you're hurting and you think because I'm not going to forgive them, you think that you're doing that person bad. No, you're doing yourself bad, because the same hurt that you want that individual to feel, that's how you was feeling. You are dying from the poison of unforgiveness. That what you wanted him to drink now becomes your portion of what you're drinking yourself. And you begin to have a slow death because unforgiveness. So, beloved, let's learn to forgive. Let's learn. Let's not let the pain or the hurt cause us not to set an individual free and cancel that debt. The quicker you cancel that debt, the quicker you free yourself from being a prisoner. This is why when you bring up certain people's names, people begin to get angry. They begin to start crying. You know why? Because you have not truly forgiven them. Because see, when you truly forgive an individual, when their name come up, it will not make you cry. It will not make you angry. It will not make you want to take revenge out on them. It will not cause you to wish bad things to happen to that person. And the only reason that it's making you feel that way is because you still are prisoner to the offense of what they've done to you. And the only reason, because you did not use your key to unlock yourself out of that prison. And that key is called forgiveness. Forgiveness. I don't know who's listening to me today, but I'm telling you, forgiveness is very important. And then not only, see, this is what I love about forgiveness. The Bible tells us that when God, when he forgives us, he throw our sins in the sea of forgiveness, and he remembers them no more. It don't mean that God don't have a recollection of what we did. It's not that God don't. It's not that God have amnesia. It's not that God don't know what we did. But what it means that God no longer hold it against us. It's just like when you get into a credit collection bureau and they bring up your old debt, but then when you pay it off, they cancel it. And when people want to go back and retract it, it might bring it up in the database, but it's no longer held against you because they see paid in full, because the debt have been canceled because somebody paid it off. And that's what Jesus did when he paid it off for us, when he forgave us, when he became the sacrificial lamb, when he allowed his blood to be spilt on Calvary cross. It forgave me of my sins. And he threw it in the sea of forgiveness, and he remembered it no more. He no longer hold it against me. So no matter how many people try to hold your past against you, no matter how many people try to bring your past against you, you just let them know it's covered up under the blood. Oh, it's no longer held against me. Oh, my God, my God. That's the power of forgiveness, that it's no longer held against me. And I want you to know that when you truly repent and confess your sins, God is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins. And like I said, and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And he do not hold it against you. Amen. He do not throw it back up in your face. Amen. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. He said, no, this have been paid in full. That's why when it talks about the blood, it atones. It means it covers it. It covers it to the degree where it cannot be no longer seen again. Amen. And so this is the forgiving power that we need in the body of Christ so that we can. That's why the Bible says love covers a multitude of sin. This is why he said, oh, no man, nothing but to love him. Because when you love him, you cover him. When you love him, you forgive him. When you love him, you cancel his offense. When you love him, you don't keep throwing it back up in his face. Now, let me say something about forgiveness. Now, you can forgive a person that offended you. And once you forgive him, you set yourself free from prison. And no matter what happens, you are no longer up under the control. They can say that person's name. That person can even come in your presence. But it no longer makes you act a certain way because you have freed yourself from that prison. You have been given your release date. When you forgave them, you walked out of that prison of offense. You walked out of that prison of the pain and the sensation that the hurt brought you from that individual. It no longer affects you. It's like water on a duck's back. Amen. It no longer holds you bound. Amen. But the thing of it is, just because you forgive them, it don't mean you just go and just grab them and put them in a headlock and bring them back into your bosom. Because see, you must understand now that that's a part that they must play. See, you can forgive them, but that don't mean you trust them all over again. And where some of you keep making the mistake at, you say, I forgive them, and you think you're just supposed to go and put them in a headlock and bring them back into your bosom because you forgave them. No, baby, when you forgive them, you free yourself. But they have to repair the trust issue. Oh, my God. Because the offender, the one that offended you, he is the one that has to prove himself. That's why the Bible says when John the Baptist said, who have warned you sinners from the wrath to come? So that you have repented by doing what? Good deeds. The only way that validate true repentance, oh, my God, is by doing good deeds, which means you have to prove and restore the trust back in the relationship in order for somebody to accept you back in. So don't just go grab people in the headlock and bring them back in your bosoms because you forgive them. Just because you forgave them, you still can't trust them. That has to be repaired by them. And this is why we keep having repeat cycles. This is why we continue to have people wounds to be reopened by the same person, because you have not allowed them to repair the trust issue. You have not allowed them. You just thought because you forgave them, you're just supposed to go and bring them back into your bosom. No, even God loves us all and he forgives us, but he don't trust us all. That's why the Bible says that God said, I must give this to trustworthy men. In other words, I got to have some history with you. I have to see that you repented by doing good deeds. I have to see that you did not just do something from lip service, but you did it from heart service. You had a change of mind. You turned away from that sin when I forgave you, and then you turned over towards the faith of God. And now you are in a position where you can forgive others. That lets you know when you've truly been forgiven and you have received forgiveness, because now it's not hard for you to forgive other people. So people, today we need to learn to forgive one another. We need to walk in forgiveness. Let's stop walking in offense. Offense have crippled the body of Christ because it keeps you in your feelings. It keeps you feeling hurt and disappointed. It keeps making you isolate yourself. And you cannot survive being isolated from a body that Jesus connected together. I don't care how much you hurt. I don't care how much that leg hurt. The body would never feel the pain if the leg was cut off. Y'all don't hear me. Somebody better catch this today. And that's the problem. Long as you connected to the body, every pain go through you. Glory be to God. You're going to feel it. And when something no longer begins to be connected to the body, it becomes dismembered. We call it amputation. Uh-huh. And once it's amputated, it's dead. It's no longer connected. And that's how some people are. You have been amputated from the body because you refuse to forgive. But people today, let us learn to forgive. And then in the closing, the next thing you must forgive is yourself. A lot of people never learn to forgive themselves. And what you do, you beat yourself up. And you let your conscience just continue to whoop you. But didn't that the Bible says if your heart condemns you, God said, I'm bigger than your heart. I'm bigger than your heart. I'm bigger than that thing that keeps making you feel guilty. You got to learn to forgive yourself. Once the master forgive you, then you need to forgive others. Then you need to forgive yourself and walk in that forgiveness. Then you can begin to say, I am a new creation. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have now become new in my life. I'm not that same person. That person you looking for, he dead. He died, my God. And this is the new man. See, forgiveness causes the new man to come to life. Forgiveness, see, when you continue to walk in unforgiveness and bitterness and hatred and being mean, that's that old man. He ain't died yet, because a dead man don't feel nothing. Oh, my God. A dead man, he don't respond when you slap him. A dead man, if you spit on him, he don't respond. Glory be to God, because he's dead to that. And people, learn to forgive yourself. Stop beating yourself up. Stop letting guilt eat your mind up. And know that you have been forgiven by the Master. Because he said, if you confess, he's just and faithful to forgive all your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. People, forgiveness is key. God bless you. I turn it back over to Apostle.
Glory to God. Forgiveness. Forgiveness, people of God. This is becoming, I guess, a theme in the body of Christ, particularly now. Because of the hour we're walking in, we don't have time to be playing with the spirit of unforgiveness, people of God. There are too many that are waiting in the trenches, waiting for someone to come and give them the word of life. And if you're walking in the spirit of forgiveness, you're not good for nobody, my God, today. You know, we need to pardon a person it may be an error, but it may be something that is in, you know, not necessarily in their heart that they intentionally did it. And when you forgive, you free yourself, as the man of God says, turning away from sin towards God. Amen. We are obligated as believers to walk in forgiveness because we ourselves, one, we have been forgiven. Two, we are supposed to be walking in the image of God in his likeness. Three, we're supposed to have his mindset. Four, we're supposed to have his character. My God, today, he shed his blood for that reason. And we have been provided that same gift. Oh, my God, today, the same ability to forgive. Because when you walk and operate in that, in the truth of the word, amen, as it has been given to us, understanding and not taking for granted the blood that was poured out for you with all of our frailties, with all of our mistakes, but yet and still we were pardoned. We were pardoned, my God, today when we received him not only as our Savior but as our Lord. And he truly can cleanse you from all unrighteousness. He cleanses you. He cleans the slate. The man of God says, amen, and he remembers it no more. He doesn't bring it up against you as some people do. Yes, we, as he said, and I believe and concur, it will hurt for a while. But weeping may endure, what, for a season? But joy will come. Joy will come in the morning, glory to God. And the quicker you learn to forgive, the quicker you will begin to see more healing in your body, more mended hearts, hallelujah, a coming together of the body of Christ, us truly being one spirit, one mind, my God, today. And there will be this liberty and this freedom. Know that you are forgiven, and you have the power and the authority to forgive your brothers and sisters. We're supposed to do that. As the man of God said, forgiveness is twofold. God has forgiven us, and we are to forgive one another. And we need to embrace the forgiving power of God that has been invested, that he has invested in us. It is no joke that poison, it poisons us. This unforgiveness, it's real. It can take you to an early grave. And the man of God said it's like an amputation. It's an amputation of relationships that we're supposed to be, hallelujah, walking in the spirit of love, bonded together in the spirit of truth. My God, love prospers when a fault is forgiven, but dwelling on it separates close friends. Is what the scripture says. People of God, do not doubt what God has released in this hour. Today, set yourself free. Hear me, set yourself free from the prison of unforgiveness. Set yourself free from the hurt. Set yourself free from the abuse. Set yourself free from the grief, the heartache, even the bitterness. Do you hear me? You're the posture of your heart, and it's interesting that our producer plays that song that I love so much. Give me a heart that is like yours, Lord God, a heart that is soft and tender, a heart that will freely forgive, a heart that will take no offense. Are you still holding on to some unforgiveness? My God, today, that's a Selah moment. Well, listen, God is wanting to restore you. He is wanting to renew you. He is wanting to reconcile some hearts today. He is wanting to make you whole again. Renew the spirit of your mind. Receive the liberty that comes from forgiveness. Walk in the regenerated man. You are forgiven. Now go and forgive your brethren. Hallelujah. Listen, he is the Lord God. And he is going to do a new thing in you regardless of the pain in this season. You are commanded to forgive your brothers and sisters. And guess what? When you do that, it puts you in a posture. You are at your place of victory. Hallelujah. Father God, I thank you that you will demonstrate and manifest your mighty word released in this hour, my God, today. And with that being said, you know what, Prophet Ken Jackson? We would be remiss.
Ma'am.
Without doing the most important thing right now, please, Prophet Ken Jackson, for those listening who are being held captive by unforgiveness, oh, my God, today, held captive by bitterness, the root of bitterness, amen, would you please pray? And for those who are listening now and for those who are going to come and listen on the rebroadcast, would you pray for them now, man of God, in Jesus' name?
Amen. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we come before thee, Lord. Lord, asking you, God, to help us to release every prisoner, amen, that we have kept captive in our soul. Father, help us to have the power to release and let it go, God. Help us to forgive, God, and set ourselves free, God. Father, help us to come to the place of confession. Father, for you says that true confession is good for the soul. Lord, you tell us to confess our faults one ye to another. Be ye converted and be healed. Father, we have a generation of hurting people, God. We have a people that have not been healed, God. And Lord, you said, is there no balm in Gilead? Then how come my
my people have not recovered. God, unforgiveness is keeping us from uncovering. But today, God, we pray right now for your anointing and the Holy Spirit to captivate the hearts of each individual. Bring conviction, Lord, that we, before we do anything else, we'll leave our gifts at the altar and we'll go and be reconciled to our brothers, God. And we'll forgive one another, God. We will embrace one another. And we will take one another back into the fold, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, all those that are having a problem and they sin, but it hurts, Lord, let them know you're bigger than the pain. You're bigger than the hurt, God. Let them know, God, that you heard it too when you looked at your son dying for a wicked people, or people that would not embrace him, or people that rejected him. God, it hurt it you, but you still forgave us. Thank you, Father, for forgiving us. Thank you for giving us another opportunity. And today, God, we repent of unforgiveness. Everyone that's on the sound of my voice, I pray, God, that they will repent for walking in unforgiveness. And God, and I ask you this day to move the offense in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, touch each and everybody's heart today. And let us come to that place, God, that just like you have forgiven us, we will forgive others. Lord, we no longer want to be turned over to the tormentors, God. Lord, we no longer want to be harassed, deliberately tormented day and night. We no longer want the torment of cancer and high blood pressure and diabetes, God, heart attacks, God, strokes at early ages, untimely deaths, because the tormentors are tormenting us because we got unforgiveness. Forgiveness there, Lord. Move it today, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we be mindful to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. And now, Father, we release. We let it go. We send it forth today. And we choose this day to accept our papers as we have clemency this day, that every offense that have come against me, God, I forgive them and I let it go. I forgive them. I pardon them. I cover them, God. I no longer hold them captive, but I give them what I owe them, and that's the love of Jesus Christ. And I do that by forgiving them, God. And now I'm free, that I'm no longer bound by what they did to me. Their name would no longer upset me. Their presence would no longer make me cry, God, because I'm free. And now I ask you to forgive them. I pray for them, Lord, like you tell us in the word. Pray for them that despitefully use you. Bless them that curses you. And God, we do that today. We pray for those people that have hurt us, and we bless them that have cursed us. And we thank you today, God, that we got a brand new heart. We got a renewed mind today. We no longer are being bound by the spirit of offense, God. But we have learned to walk in freedom by forgiving and letting it go. And now, Father, we come confessing our sins before you. We ask you to forgive us for unforgiveness. We ask you to forgive us for everything that we have done that have been displeasing to you, everything that have been distasteful to you, every sin of commission and omission, God, we repent. We change our mind from living in sin, and we turn to you, God, and begin to walk in our faith towards you, Jesus Christ. And God, we ask for your forgiveness. And according to your word, because we have forgiven, now we receive the love of your forgiveness. And now those things are no longer held against us. You have given us a clean slate. And you have thrown them in the sea of forgiveness, and you remember them no more. And you have separated our sins as far as from the east to the west, as far as from heaven to earth. And God, we thank you for that. Now, God, let us feel free and clean on the inside. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Some people should be saying that right now. Sending up the highest praise to Yah, hallelujah, because there has been a release in the spirit for your liberty, for your freedom, for your release. Amen, amen, and amen. We thank the Lord for that prayer. Glory to God. Everyone listen. I don't know about you, But I'm just impressed in my spirit that there are some on the call, on the line right now. And I know we have a little time to take some callers. And I would ask if you would like to just go ahead and make that confession that you have been set free today, or just to say thank you to the man of God for his obedience, for releasing that word. Amen. I would ask our producer, would you open the lines? Amen. We will take a couple of calls, maybe two or three. If you would like to give words of encouragement, words of affirmation, amen, to the man of God, you're released to do so now. The line is open. Well, man of God, I know that we have some callers on the line, but I would like to say thank you so much for the confirmation. I really do just praise the Lord for the connection. You always come forth unapologetically, my God, today, with such transparency, and I'm grateful for you, and I'm grateful for the connection, but most importantly, I'm grateful for your obedience. Hallelujah. And I want to add, I love you very much, Prophet Ken Jackson, and I praise God for you. Amen.
Amen. Love you too, Apostle Westbrook. Amen. And I just thank God. Amen. And I pray that those that will go back and hear this, that they will be touched and changed. Amen. You know, I'm getting ready to do a series myself on pain. Amen, and what the Lord have been dealing with me about, because there are so many hurting people in the body of Christ, and people don't realize until you can learn how to channel your pain, you will always be a prisoner and a victim, and you will never be able to be free from the tormentors that is so much taking us down and causing us to have untimely deaths, and people young having high blood pressure, and all these different things is because the tormentors are eating us up, and it's time for us to free ourselves from these prisons.
My God, yes, sir, absolutely, and I concur with you. It is almost a ploy that the enemy has initiated in the body of Christ, and we need to just not only wake up, but to take heed and understand whose image we are made in. Like I said the other day, when the tribulation, when the trial or the test comes,
I'll take that.
Who are you? Who are you?
Thank you.
Amen. Please mute your mic. Amen. We can hear your conversation. Amen. Are you going to trust God or what? Amen. And it, you know, it comes down to where the rubber meets the road. Glory to God. So I thank you again for that. Listen, people of God. And producer, if you please mute them now. Amen. I thank you for what you're doing. Amen. Everyone, listen. Shabbat the Lord. Shabbat the Lord, in spite of the situation, in spite of the circumstance. Amen. Have an expectation for him to move on your behalf. Hallelujah. Particularly when you have postured yourself to walk in forgiveness. Then you have. You have access to him. Amen. You have greater access to him. Amen. Please mute your mic. Glory to God. Please mute your mic. Glory to God. The host of heaven is moving on your behalf. The host of heaven is moving on your behalf in Jesus' name. And so with that being said, I want to say thank you for stopping by for another Shabbat Saturday. Thank you, Dr. Kimmy Kim and the Elation Radio family. Hallelujah. Thank you for this platform. Thank you. Hallelujah. Prophet Ken Jackson, my God, today. For those who may want to contact you or find out more about your ministry and events, what is the information, man of God?
Amen. They can reach me on Facebook, just as simple as Ken Jackson, or my email, kjackson 66@att.net.
Praise God. Amen. Thank you for that information. And are there any special events coming up that you want to share?
I can't hear whoever that person is. There's so much noise in the background, so it's ridiculous.
Amen. I don't know whose mic that is, but would you please mute your mic or do so will shut down in the name of Jesus. Well, thank you again, everyone, for being here with us. We'll find out who that was and make sure that they are blocked in the future because that's just unnecessary. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, our producer, for your example and your lion's heart. We praise God for you. And may the Lord God continue to use you, great woman of God. We thank you again. And again, Prophet Ken Jackson, because of the noise, would you give us the contact information again? I don't want people to miss that. The devil is a whole lie.
Amen. They can reach me through Facebook as Ken Jackson, K-E-N Jackson, and or they can reach me through my email, kjackson66@att.net.
Praise God. Thank you again, man of God. And I know that this word and this word on tonight on unforgiveness is touching the life and nature of God within each and every one of us. I know that change is taking place now. Amen. I believe that and I receive it. And people of God, those that are listening, you should receive it as well. Thank you again for being with us. May the Lord God continue to use you and enlarge your borders and territories. And now I would ask our producer, Dr. Kimmy Kim, would you please close us out? Shalom, everyone. We love you.
Once again, I'm standing here ashamed. My sinful ways have caused you so much pain. Doing things you told me not to do. Lord, I need a healing touch from you. So I asked the Lord if he would change my heart. A touch from you will provide a brand new start. Change my heart and my spirit, please renew.
Oh, yeah.
Lord, I need a healing touch from you. Feels like I'm so deep in
and I ask myself the question.
I ask myself,
can he really?
I know that you can.
Lord, change my heart.
But I wonder if you will. We can.
Lord, change my heart.
I messed up for so long.
Lord, change my heart.
And so many times I've been wrong. Oh,
Lord, change my heart.
I wonder if there's any more mercy.
Lord, change my heart.
I wonder if there's any more grace.
Lord, change my heart.
I wonder if there's any more patience.
Lord, change my heart.
As I lay before your face.
Thank you.